Unit 6. Lesson 6A. Exercise 7. 1.
Okay, before tonight's run, I want to talk about what we should be eating when we're training for a marathon. It's essential to consume a lot of carbohydrates to boost our energy levels. These carbohydrates ought to be good carbohydrates, from whole grains, fresh and dried fruit and vegetables. So, if you like fast food, it's time to give it up until after the race.
2.
Well, I've got celiac disease, which means that I mustn't eat food that contains gluten if I don't want to get a bad stomach. Gluten is found in wheat, so I can't easily digest bread, cake, pastries, pizzas and things like that. Only 1% of the population has this problem, but because gluten-free diets have recently become fashionable, it's easy to find lots of gluten-free products, and I don't have to look hard for them in my local supermarket.
3.
In my opinion, diets are silly. There are so many strange ones where, for example, you don't eat any carbohydrates. If you want to lose weight, you must simply eat less and exercise more. I was very inactive for years and consumed large quantities of unhealthy processed food. Not surprisingly, I was overweight. Last summer, I started doing exercise and I visited my doctor who told me I had to reduce my intake of unhealthy meals. The result? I've lost 17 kilos in 6 months.
4.
Technology in the form of smartwatches or apps for smartphones can help us control our weight by telling us how many calories we have consumed during the day. We can also use these devices to scan food products when we go shopping to find out about the nutrients in them and where the ingredients were produced. This sort of thing is really going to help people be healthier.